Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland and there is Newcastle upon Tyne. Look at this bridge, built about 2001, and it's like an eye. It pulls up, the bit that people actually walk on can be pulled up by that arc to allow ships to go by underneath. Apparently it's a very rare event. So there is the mighty River Tyne, Newcastle the other side. You can see the more modern business district with the cranes, some of the older buildings, 18th and 19th century. Like five stories, seldom much more. And then the town church, and there's a more modern, skyscraper almost. And then further that away, you see the cathedral, St. Nicholas's Cathedral, an Anglican cathedral. I think Admiral Collingwood is buried there, Cuthbert Collingwood, who was Nelson's number two at the Battle of Trafalgar, 21st of October, 1885. Admiral Lord Horatio Nelson was slain in the battle. Collingwood took over. He's a local boy. Attended Royal Grammar School, High Wycombe. Then near that old bridge, old curving bridge, you can see the castle, Garth Castle. That is the castle which gave its name to the city of Newcastle. And so on, the Roman forts there, the ruins of Hadrian's Wall, which the Romans built across the narrowest point of Britannia, from here across to the Solway Firth, only about 100 miles. So it's entirely inside England. Obviously, there wasn't really a concept of England in those days. It wasn't remotely till maybe the 6th century. So that's why there's Hadrian's Wall. People say north of Hadrian's Wall, even though it's all in England. Here we're like 90-plus miles from Scotland. The other side near Carlisle is only about 5 miles from North Britain. Okay, so completely regenerated since the 90s. Look at this huge centre in Gateshead. It's derived from Goatshead. So an art centre. There's the Baltic, you know, these former warehouses and power stations. Those tablocks behind me, apparently just built in the last few years. So 300,000 people in Newcastle upon Tyne, 200,000 in Gateshead here. And Gateshead's got a significant Jewish community, Haredi Jews, yeshiva, and so on. Jewish schools, there's a special college to train Jewish female teachers and so forth. So they came in the late 19th century, often refugees fleeing persecution in the Tsarist Empire. There was that Pale of Settlement. Jews were not allowed to live in Russia proper unless deemed to be exceptionally useful, and allowed to live in what's now Lithuania, Latvia, Belarus, Ukraine, and Eastern Poland. Remember, the eastern half of Poland was part of the Russian Empire at the time. So there are concerts going on here and plays in the Glass House. It's an international centre for music, so a thriving cultural scene. There was also Northern Soul in the early 1980s, a musical genre, but that's more associated with Yorkshire, like Leeds and so on, the Human League. You're working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. So Geordie, I think, applies this side of the river. If you say to some people from Gateshead, oh, you're from Newcastle, they might be mortally offended, when to you and me, there's not a great difference. So, yeah, Newcastle's part of Northumbria. Gateshead, I think, was part of County Durham, and the River Tyne was the dividing line. Okay, so you can see there's a lot of waste ground here. This used to be a thriving industrial centre with many warehouses and factories and so on, because the coal nearby was plentiful. And obviously, into the 20th century, coal was the most important fuel, not oil. The oil-fired engines only began late 19th century. But then, after the Second World War, gradually went into decline, became too expensive. The one thing is, the United Kingdom sort of gave up on industry, despite, at the end of the Second World War, had the second biggest industrial base in the world. Obviously, USA was number one, and then the UK, because Germany had been completely smashed, its industry systematically destroyed, and the Soviet Union, they produced a lot of weapons, they produced almost nothing else. So perhaps the UK was kind of too foolish to say, oh, we can't produce, you know, that many motor vehicles or anything else like that. See the cobblestone here. Okay, so the metro, the Tyneside Metro, comes over here as well. It's been going since the 1970s, I got that right. And the end point to the north is Newcastle Airport. So it's got over 30 stations, the Green Line, the Yellow Line, and so forth. So they're not many cities in the United Kingdom have an underground railway system. The others being, obviously, Liverpool, London, Glasgow. And is that it? Nowhere else in Scotland, nowhere in Wales. And in England, it's just trams, apart from that. Like, Leeds has got a tram, Manchester's got a tram, even places south London got a tram. Okay, so we'll see what it's like. You see the arches, railway arches, this viaduct. Okay, so I'm south of the River Tyne, T-Y-N-E. So Newcastle upon Tyne, not Newcastle County Down, or Newcastle Queensland or Newcastle West in County Limerick, or Newcastle under Lyme, which is the English West Midlands. Which county is it? Worcestershire? I'm unsure. But obviously this is the biggest Newcastle in the world, and certainly Northern England, if you say Newcastle, everyone knows you're talking about this one. It's got Newcastle University, fairly well regarded, Northumbria University, which is the former Polytechnic. Okay, Cheryl Cole, or Cheryl Tweedy, she originally was, she's from around here. Now, her mother's maiden name is also Callahan, so we're cousins, Cheryl and I. It's the only reason we're not married. Look at that. Some fine housing, quite affordable to live up here. Mostly very modern buildings. And I saw some young women dressed all in black, long black skirts, well past the knee, and black tights. And I guess they were Orthodox Jews. They don't believe in mixed sex socializing. It's either all male or all female or all family. You know, arranged marriages in their early 20s, have many children as possible. A growing Jewish community. So Gateshead is like 3% Jewish. See them coming up on the train from London King's Cross sometimes. So yeah, that is a little bit of Gateshead. I walked around here a tiny bit yesterday. What else can I say? Not many historic buildings, because there's almost nothing here to the early 19th century. I know there's a village here certainly since the 11th century, but it was tiny, nothing of note. There are really some somewhat old churches, that's about it. But as you can see, it's all sort of post-Tony Blair architecture. So the Labour Party is very strong up here. There hasn't been a Conservative MP here since 1987. Here's Merchant. Won a seat in 1983, that was the zenith of the Conservative Party in recent times, lost it in 1987, and since then it's been all Labour. Okay, so maybe get the idea of Gateshead. So what was I going to say? It says thank you so much for watching my channel. Traffic's not too bad. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, that it is PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. It really is fascinating seeing me walking down the road. Okay, I can cross to the traffic island without being killed. These guys are making sure the traffic in front of me is not going. What a selfie stick. And they've got Mecca, but Mecca is a... isn't that a bit racialist? People say it's a bit Islamophobic because it's a gambling place, which is haram under Islam. I'm surprised they're not being threatened to change it. But obviously race and religion are not quite the same. Okay. So that's way towards the Tyne, towards the bridges, across to Newcastle, just on the northern bank. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then in PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.